This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 1.8 million customers have no power in the southern U.S., but Helene's impact is even more devastating in places like Asheville, North Carolina, which saw flooding one official described as biblical. The storm blamed for at least 64 deaths. A former Republican senator endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president, Arizona's Jeff Flake, making the announcement today and telling ABC's This Week.
It was really stark watching the debate the other day and hearing the former president not be able to even cheer for Ukraine. And that's a big issue for me and certainly for all of Europe.
Israel launching more airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon following the death of the group's longtime leader killed in an Israeli airstrike. Top Biden administration officials are urging the dock workers union and shipping industry group to come to the negotiating table and reach a deal before a strike deadline early Tuesday morning. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A small group of people in Wisconsin is doing its part to keep Native American languages from going silent. Mike Moan introduces us to the Indigenous Language Table.
Laura Red Eagle, a writer and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, grew up in rural Wisconsin and says she was somewhat disconnected from her tribal roots. Eventually, she embarked on a learning journey that reconnected her with her ancestors' traditional words and phrases. Her perseverance led to the Indigenous Language Table at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery in Madison. It's a communal gathering that meets once a week, emphasizing the importance of using the language in everyday conversations.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
She feels the most successful revitalization efforts involve multiple participants as opposed to practicing the language alone. Red Eagle says what makes the Indigenous Language Table great is that it doesn't lend itself to an exhausting learning experience.
If they can speak one or two words or at least, you know, get their introduction done or hear some more, then it's worth it. And I don't know, they feel revitalized themselves in doing it.
The weekly events hosted by Red Eagle are attended by natives and non-natives. She says her efforts offer a blueprint for creating vibrant language communities around Wisconsin and beyond. The United Nations warns that more than half of the world's languages will become extinct by the year 2100, a direct consequence of colonialism. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Robert Bordeaux for Arts Midwest.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love returns. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain, Love will take over at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Love said he had been moving around better in practice this week.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting better every day. Moving around, getting out there and practicing, things like that is feeling better.
Love added he worked hard to get back for today's border battle.
I've been trying to get back as fast as I can, no matter who the opponent was. But definitely, I mean, you look at this week and NFC North opponent, a 3-0 team, really good team, so it would definitely mean a lot to be able to get back and push myself to get back for this game.
Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon. USC dominated Wisconsin football in the second half yesterday, putting up 28 points in the second half to stun the Badgers 38-21. Wisconsin has dropped two in a row and hosts Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kick. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, with a 6-0 shutout Saturday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog. Otherwise, we'll see sunny skies and northeast winds developing. They'll average 5 to 10 miles per hour as highs reach the lower 80s. Tonight, clear skies, a little patchy fog possible again. Lows dropping to the lower 50s. It's 63 at our studios.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Vanderloo, the head of OEC Group, an expert in transatlantic trade and terrorists, will get all wonky with me. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As good as it gets for an early regular season game. You have two teams that are encouraged by their first three games, and rightfully so, and their division rivals, as you mentioned. And I just think it's a great matchup and setting for this early in the season. I mean, this is something you get excited about maybe later on, division title up for grabs or something like that. So, no, this is the real deal. This is a heck of a regular season matchup.
It really is. And I mentioned the winner will have sole possession first place because of the Packers.
That's my little Margie. I've been both mother and father to her since she was born. She's grown up now, and you think my job's all done, eh? Well, that's what you think. When she was little, I could spank her and make her mind me. I had control over her. I made her eat her spinach, no candy before meals. And when she disobeyed, I took her roller skates away for a week. But what can you do when a girl reaches this age? She's completely out of hand. I've got a problem, believe me. I've got a problem.
Good morning, everybody. We're on a limited amount of stations right now. That's only because there's Green Bay Packers coverage, pregame, and all that stuff. But when we come on over here, we're going to be back on every week past the football season on most of these civic media stations. Now, what you do is you click into Civic Media app. And the music of the stars goes on and on. My name is Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. Henry Mancini. Thank you.
Mancini from Moment to Moment, 1965. The Music of the Star.
Basic Instinct is a smashing psychological shocker. Not since Fatal Attraction has there been such an electrifying thriller.
Somebody has to die.
Freeze!
Basic Instinct, rated R. Now playing at a theater near you.
Jerry Goldsmith, Basic Instinct. Jerry Goldsmith, Basic Instinct. Perfect theme for this thriller.
Basic Instinct is sort of legend now with Paul and me because, as I've said before in public and in writing and many times, it's probably the most difficult score that I've ever written. It was that difficult because Paul made it so. It's one of the best things I've ever written, and I give Paul credit for it all the way along.
The music of Jerry is phenomenal. I mean, I think that's one of these movies where music and film cannot be separated anymore from each other.
Paul is always looking for something that's not on the screen, which is what music's about. Music is not about what's on the screen, but what the audience is not seeing, but what the audience should be feeling. Well, I had written the ending of the music for the picture, which I thought went very well. Paul was very happy with it, except for the last 20 seconds of it. And the camera pans over, and you see the ice pick under the bed. I built to that and made a big statement musically on the reveal of that.
Welcome to Turner Classic Movies. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Tonight, more of our lineup of movies with Edward G. Robinson. He's our star of the month, playing good guys rather than the tough guy gangster parts that first spring to mind when we think of Robinson. Up next, from 1944, a film noir masterpiece from writer-director Billy Wilder, Double Indemnity. Three stars work in perfect harmony here, evil harmony at times, to make Double Indemnity work. Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray, and of course, Edward G. Robinson. McMurray plays an insurance salesman who has sold a policy to Stanwyck's husband, played by Tom Powers, who never gets mentioned when we introduce Double Indemnity. That ended tonight. Robinson plays an insurance claims manager at McMurray's company. His job is to investigate the validity of claims. As far as good guys go, Robinson, while still displaying a degree of tough guy doggedness as well as a lurking sense of threat that he brought to so many roles, nonetheless serves as the picture's moral center. He was 49 during production on Double Indemnity, and Robinson recognized that his days headlining a cast were likely over. At my age, said Robinson, it was time to begin thinking of character roles. Though in this case, he's more of a third leading character. Let's call it supporting plus. And typically, Robinson makes the most of every moment he has on screen. Double Indemnity is based on James M. Cain's novel released the year before. Bear in mind, as you watch, that Cain's novel was inspired by a true story. The screenplay came from Billy Wilder and one of the great American detective novelists of all time, Raymond Chandler. Double Indemnity earned 7 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Director, though it was shut out in large part due to the success of Bing Crosby's Going My Way, which is delightful.
Come on, Gallopus, you're not kidding anybody with that line of bolt. You're in the jam and you know it.
Says you. All I want is my money.
Says you. All you're going to get is the cops. Oh, hello, Walter. This is Sam Gallopus from Inglewood.
Oh, sure, I know Mr. Gallopus. Wrote a policy on his truck. How are you, Mr. Gallopus?
I ain't so good. My truck burned down.
Yeah. Now look, Gallopus. Every month, hundreds of claims come to this desk. Some of them are phonies, and I know which ones. How do I know? Because my little man tells me.
What little man?
The little man in here. Every time one of these phonies comes along, he ties knots in my stomach. I can't eat. Yours was one of them, Gallopus. That's how I knew your claim was crooked. So what did I do? I sent a tow car over to your garage this afternoon. And they jacked up that burned-out truck of yours. And what did they find? They found what was left of a neat pile of shavings.
What shavings?
The ones you soak with kerosene and drop the match on.
Look, mister, I'm just a poor guy. Maybe I made a mistake.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
I ain't feeling so good, Mr. Kidd.
Yeah, just come in. Sign this and you'll feel fine.
Sign what?
It's a waiver on your claim. Right here.
Here?
Here. Now you're an honest man again. Goodbye, Gallopus.
But it ain't Double Indemnity. From Paramount in 1944, Stanwyck, Robinson, McMurray in Wilder's Double Indemnity. In the final print of Double Indemnity, director Billy Wilder scrapped an ending already shot featuring the execution of Walter Neff in the gas chamber at Folsom Prison. Although that final sequence aligned closer to the ending in James M. Cain's novel, it is hard to disagree with the choice Wilder made after watching the subdued, poignant scene you just saw. For Wilder, the voiceover style used in Double Indemnity worked so well, he used it again in his 1950 film Sunset Boulevard. More often than not, narration can read like an add-on, a mechanism to convey ideas or plot points that failed to come across in the screenplay or during production. But twice, Wilder used narration to perfection, enhancing stories already rich with drama, tension, and ambiguity. Up next, more Edward G. Robinson, this time opposite director and co-star Orson Welles, as Robinson tries to track down a Nazi war criminal hiding in a small American town.
Nicholas Roja wrote the music for Double Indemnity. He also wrote Ben-Hur, King of Kings, Pilatus. Masterful music. That's one thing I think we still have in the world of recorded sound. Some of the Greek composers for Hollywood. Oh, and that crooked trucker that wanted to make a claim on his burned-out truck that he burned himself. That was Fortunio Bonanova. Now, he worked with Edward G. Robinson and Orson Welles of Kenosha. And he was an opera singer. But he tried to teach Susan Alexander how to sing. It was hopeless. But in reality, he was an opera singer himself. And here he is with The Girl in the Moon, 1954. Fortunio Bonanova.
Oh, let's sing a tune to the girl in the moon. Raise our voices on high for her smile. With a full stein of beer, let's wish her a good cheer and forget all our cares for a while. Drink, drink, drink to get misery cut. Let's raise our glasses on high. Drink, drink, here is thank rosette to the beautiful girl in the sky. Oh, join me, my friend, in this toast that we send to the glamorous lady with prize. As we sing her his tune, the light of the moon will glow in her beautiful eyes. Drink, drink, drink to good fellowship. Let's raise our glasses on high. Drink, drink, here's a toast to the beautiful girl in the sky. Oh, let's sing a tune to the girl in the moon. Let's sing to the pleasures of life. Let's all give a cheer with wonderful beer. Let's drink, it's Miller High Life.
Salamander.
Salamander.
Fortunio Bonanova. Mario Lanza from the Sudden Prince. Edmund Purdom does the visuals, but Mario sings. Here he is.
Drink it down in one breath.
Drink, 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 drink. Annex, zwei, drei, vier. Lift your stein and drink your beer. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Lift your stein and drink your beer. Drink. Drink, drink, two eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on
drink. Drink, drink, drink,
two lips
that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine lovingly, longingly soon into mine. May those lips that are red and sweet tonight with joy my own. Me. Drink, drink, let the toast start. May young hearts never part. Drink, 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 let every true lover salute his sweetheart.
Drink, 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 the ones that are white and warm as the rose in the sun. Drink, 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 two hearts that will love one only when I am the one.
Here's a hope that those soft arms will twine. All I ask is the right to see those smiling eyes beguiling me. Drink, drink, let the toast start. May young hearts never part.
Drink, let every true lover salute his sweetheart. Let's drink!
In the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink,
making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Triple, triple, triple slice of cheese.
poison by the pickle doesn't even cost a nickel. Now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clank, clank. No more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. A drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus in my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though the stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
Music of the Stars. Spike Jones. Franz Waxman. Story about a female pirate, Anne of the Indies, 1951. Louis Jordan.
But if you're good at puns or names, you'll find that this one's funny. So when you next have company or folks start dropping in for tea, just say who's there and then prepare to learn a thing or three. Knock, knock, who's there? Sarah, Sarah who? Sarah Doctor in the house. Knock, knock, who's there? Emma, Emma who? Emma gonna have trouble with you. If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, 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 that's the phrase. Knock, knock, who's there? Hiram, Hiram who? Hiram, I'm doing hey, hey. Who's there?
Ella.
Ella who?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ray.
Ray who?
Racing with the moon.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. That's the phrase.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don.
Don who?
Don be half safe.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Vera.
Vera who?
Vera, you old bat.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hugh.
Hugh who?
Hugh who to you too.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. That's the phrase.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toby.
Toby who?
Toby or not to be, that is the question.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Aloysius.
Aloysius who?
Aloysius then could stop swinging his silly star.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice.
Alice who?
Alice MFT.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. That's the phrase.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Horace.
Horace who?
Horace.
And there they go. It's Toupee going on ahead. Long underwear has fallen down behind, and toothpaste is being squeezed out on the rails.
Toothpaste squeezed on the rails.
Spike Jonze, Bing Crosby, Johnny Burke, Arthur Johnston, Bing Crosby.
One, two, button your shoe, put on your coat and your hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Oh, Teresa, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. I'm six, now my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. Seven, eight, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. Nine, ten, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you. Coat and your hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. All three, four. open the door. Now hurry, dear, hurry, for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Oh, 5, 6, now my heart does fix as I picture all your charms. 7, 8, you're at the gate, and you make me dizzy when you're walking right into my arms. Oh, 9, 10, kiss me again, tell me you get the thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Yakety-yak, blah-blah-blah-blah, yakety-yak, blah-blah-blah-blah, that's all I hear all day, yakety-yak, blah-blah-blah-blah, la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Nicola Payone.
When I come home from work with a big smile and feeling gay, suspiciously my wife, she says, hey, where you been all day? I says, well, I've been working, what's the matter? Can a guy be happy once in a time? But when I come home tired and disgusted, she says, sure, I see. Outside you have a good time, and home you come to cry to me. Yuckity-yuck,
blah, 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 blah. Yuckity-yuck, blah, 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 blah. That's all I hear all day. Yuckity-yuck, blah, 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 blah. La, 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 la.
And when we sit at the table and we start to eat, if I eat too much, she says, hey, what's the matter? Don't you ever see any food in your life? But if I don't eat, and I feel, you know, maybe a little bit, then she says, it's you, because I don't know how to cook for you no more. Your sister knows how to cook. Your mama knows how to cook. Everybody knows how to cook. The thing, the talk, the yuckity-yuck,
ba-ba-ba-ba, yuckity-yuck, ba-ba-ba-ba. That's all I hear all day.
If I tell her, you know, honey, bunch of pie, come on, I'll take you to the show tonight. She says, you take me to the show, and you tell me like this at the last minute. Why didn't you tell me a month ago? So I prepare my face. And besides, I fixed the house, I fixed everything, so you can stay home, and you can stay with the children. I says, all right, you don't want to go out, forget about it. But when she wants to go someplace, you know, and I don't want to go, you never hear the beginning. He starts to cry and say, you just marry me to wash the dishes and clean the floor. You only took me out twice since we got married. One time when your grandfather got married. He got married 3 times. And one time when your uncle died and you took me to the funeral. Now some morning when I go off to work, I'm a little late. I no shave. I got my old shirt, my old suit, and everything. She says, hey, non ti vergogni, uscire così come un cafone. What's the matter? Why don't you change yourself and make yourself presentable? What the people gonna think of me that you go? I says, well, I'm a little bit nervous. But the morning when I shave and I put my new suit, you know, like a nice little young chicken, then she starts to get a little jealous. Hey, you, come on, who you gonna see today? Who you gonna meet today?
Yuckity yuck, ba-ba-ba-ba, yuckity yuck, ba-ba-ba-ba. That's all I hear all day. Yuckity yuck, ba-ba-ba-ba. La-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Some night if I tell her, you know, I'm a little tired. I'm gonna go to bed early. She says, sure, sei diventato un baccamotto. That's all you do. Just to sleep, eat and work, work, eat and sleep. Well, I says, I just know that. But when she wants to go to bed, you know, and I want to stay up, read the paper, maybe watch a little bit of the television, she from the bedroom, she'll hear the squealing. Oh, come on to bed. What's the matter? You're consuming too much electricity. The bill is too high, too small. Come on, warm up my feet. That's all I hear all day is yakety yak, blah, 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 blah.
Barbara and Oliver Rose.
Wait a minute, wait, what's your name?
Barbara!
They met great.
I love rain.
God, I love it too.
They agreed on that.
Were you happy?
I'm more than happy. I'm married.
The house is so beautiful. And we live here.
House, car, boy, girl, puppy, kitty. The poor bastard's never had a chance.
Your crystal is lovely.
Baccarat.
I didn't know anything about this before.
And the book says, do unto others and then run like hell.
Rolling. Huh?
Here we go.
The first night when I come home as drunk as I could be, I found a horse in the stable where my horse ought to be. Come here, my little wifey, explain this thing to me. How come a horse in the stable where my horse ought to be? Saddle on a milk cow's back I've never seen before. Second night when I come home as drunk as I could be, I found a coat on the coat rack where my coat ought to be. Come here, my little wifey, explain this thing to me. How come a coat hanging on a rack where my coat ought to be? This wide world over a thousand times or more, but pockets on a bed quilt I've never seen before. Third night when I come home as drunk as I could be, I found a head on a pillar where my head ought to be. Come here, my little wifey, explain this thing to me. How come a head on a pillar where my head ought to be? Mustache on the cabbage head I've never seen before.
Godfather was 52 years ago. Look at that. Now let's say you take the Godfather theme by Nino Rota and you put it in a major key. Suddenly, it could be the theme of a happy soap opera or a sitcom. Here it is, The Godfather Reimagined. Fun time. That's nice. How about Star Wars in a major key?
Thank you.
see if we can find Darth Vader singing here. We have so many records. Yeah, here's Darth Vader singing.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
I think that's enough of that.
I've
maybe a couple more seconds.
A light that's full, I traveled each and every highway. Da, da.
Bill Murray.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da.
Much. I always open with a little something by a guy named Richard Strauss called 2001. Welcome to the Potter Room, everybody, up here at beautiful Meatloaf Mountain. I'm Nick Winters, and I'm here to entertain you, so sit back, have a hot buttered rum, and let it happen. Now, what do I see here down in front? We got a cute little girl here with a cast on her leg. Honey, why did you bother to come up to Meatloaf with a broken leg?
I broke it today. This is my vacation.
Oh, that's terrible. I guess we'll be seeing a lot of you here in the Potter Room, huh? I'm sure everybody wants to know. What's your name and how did you do it?
Oh, well, I'm Marilyn Sundberg, and I rented my skis and boots here at Meatloaf Mountain, and my bindings were too tight, and I broke my leg walking over to the tow lift.
Oh, bummersky, huh, everybody? That is awful. Well, the guys in rental are usually real good. It must have been some sabotage of some sort by disgruntled skiers or something. It happens. Hey, I am going to autograph your cast here, if you don't mind. A little something I always sign. Don't eat yellow snow, Nick Winters. All right, honey?
Let's start Halloween real early with a horror movie song.
Life doesn't seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are. When you feel there's no one beside you, look for a star. So lonely, and your friends have traveled afar. There is someone waiting.
Uncle.
Yes, Nicole.
How do I look?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
For everyone has a rising star that shines in the sky up above. If you wish on your
that's from Circus of Horrors here, the Deltones, 1960.
Life doesn't seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are. When you feel there is no one beside you, look for a star. When you're feeling so sad and so lonely, and your friends have traveled afar, there is someone waiting. Shining in the sky above. If sure to find someone to love. The rich man, poor man, beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star.
Billy Vaughn. Here's a tune, Seth MacFarlane, originally sung by Gene Kelly. From It's Always Fair Weather. Joel McNeely and the Big Band. The Music of the Stars.
Why am I feeling so good? Why am I feeling so strong? Why am I feeling when things could look black, that nothing could possibly go wrong? This has been a most unusual day. Love has made me see things in a different way. Can it be I like myself? She likes me, so I like myself. If someone wonderful as she is can think I'm wonderful, I must be quite a guy, feeling so unlike myself. Always used to dislike myself. But now my love has got me riding high. She likes me, so, so do I. Myself. She likes me, so I like myself. If someone wonderful as she is thinks that I'm wonderful, I must be quite a guy. Feeling so unlike myself. Always used to dislike myself. But now my love has got me riding high.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.